Time now for sports. And the winter sports season is screeching to an end. Only halfway through the year, hockey and basketball finals are set to begin. The Boston Bruins are going to play the Vancouver Canucks for hockey's Stanley Cup. And the Dallas Mavericks will play the Miami Heat for the NBA championship. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us. Welcome, Tom.
Happy to be here.
And last night, of course, Boston beat Tampa Bay 1-0. Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Vancouver now, as they move into the finals, has never won a cup. Boston hasn't been in the finals since Derek Sanderson's mustache. How do you see these teams shaping up?
The Vancouver Canucks are the favorites going in. Know that. They're a deep, talented team. They're particularly good scoring on the power play. That's when they've got a numbers advantage on the ice because the opponent has at least one player in the penalty box. And I know you know all about the penalty box, Scott.
That's where I spend the game.
And they let you out every Saturday morning. Yeah. And the Bruins have evolved.
I'll do the jokes here. Go ahead, Tom.
Sorry about that. Yeah. The Bruins have evolved into a tough championship contender. They survived two pressure-packed Game 7s in this postseason. They've got a great veteran goalie in Tim Thomas and a raucous home crowd in Boston. Now, whoever wins, this is one of those fun series where a long drought is going to come to an end. Vancouver, as you said, has never won a Stanley Cup in its 40 years in the NHL. Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1993. The Bruins, on the other hand, one of the storied franchises in the league, haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1972.
Let's move into the NBA because I got to say, both Dallas and Miami are smoking hot right now. What do you see ahead in the finals?
Gazing into my crystal ball, I have no clue. I mean, flip a coin with these teams. They're both entering the finals having won 12 playoff games and lost only three. They're both playing great defense, showing toughness and an ability to come back from big deficits. And each, of course, has a transcendent superstar. Start with Miami. They're finally living up to huge expectations that began last July when LeBron James uttered those infamous words about taking his talents to South Beach. In this postseason, he has shed his image that he can't close out games. The Heat have always been about the big three, James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, but they're starting to get meaningful contributions from other players, especially Mike Miller and Udonis Haslam.
There's another team, too, you know.
Certainly is. Dirk Nowitzki of the Mavs has been unguardable. He's a 7-foot player. He hits these step back jump shots off either foot. He's throwing shots up and they're all going in. Yeah. He's also playing defense and rebounding. He is absolutely one of a kind. The Mavs offense has been outstanding. Their defense is really good. I like their height advantage. And, you know, Miami has the home court advantage, but not sure that means as much against the Mavs. Dallas has won the last 5 games on the road during the playoffs. I, Scott, am picking Dallas to win this thriller.
I will, too. Okay. I'm going to say 7 games.
Good.
Look, biggest sporting event in much of the rest of the civilized world today is Manchester United versus Barcelona.
Yeah.
At Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, there you go. For all the European marbles, it's the Spanish league champion going against the English league champ. All eyes are on the stars, of course. Wayne Rooney for Man U and the brilliant passer and goal scorer Lionel Messi for Barcelona. Ole, ole, ole.
Oh, ole, 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 ole. I'm a Man U fan. Tom, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Tom Goldman joining us from Portland. And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.